Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob and I are going. Expect to see similar to what we saw in the last outing in terms of the delivery and what he was featuring with the high beetle.
Yeah, I think he felt really confident about it. I think the rest was good for him. He got another, you know, significant break before this game. So, yeah, I think we'll see similar results.
As far as how you've been handling the rotation lately, you've mentioned that maybe just a little bit more cautious when guys start to go south.
Right.
It can happen more quickly, even more so here in this ballpark at this time.
Could be, yeah. I mean, we try to monitor. We feel pretty good about how we feel our guys are, you know, during the week leading up to that. And that was one where we were pretty sure we were going to cut Joe short a little bit. So we'll continue to monitor guys. Last week was Clev's best week. So I felt like there was a better chance for him to get closer to 100 pitches, which he did. And, you know, it's just where you are this time of year, and it's part of the, you know, understanding kind of the pulse.
Even though Joe had a little bit of a shorter outing, how good do you feel about your bullpen right now? It seems like you have a lot of options that you can go to, both some guys that can give you some length as well.
Right, and getting Pierce back is big for us too. So, you know, on the length end, we got Craig. You know, Wilson's given us two before. Morjon's given us some length now too. Obviously, Martinez can do that. So yeah, I mean, you know, when you're looking at potential series in a place like this, you know, sometimes the bullpen may come into play a little bit more. So I think our bullpen's getting better and a little bit deeper. And you know, Pierce is kind of a wild card right now. We get him into a few games and he pitches like he has here. He could be a factor in some plus games as well.
Most teams' other bullpens are gas at this point, but this was sort of the game plan for you coming into the season, wasn't it, to be in this position?
It was. You know, and you have to look at the personnel and what you think, you know, is best suited. But our guys were ready to go early in the season, and I think it's paying dividends for us right now with the bullpen being a little bit more rested than maybe some.
Defense is always important here. Your outfield defense has been outstanding the last 4 or 5 days. How important a factor can that be here in this ballpark?
Yeah, you know, here you can play some funky games here. You know, a lot of different strategies here. Do you play deep? Do you play shallow? Balls over your head going out. You know, you play deep and try to get those balls because they carry more. So I think, you know, I think being here over the years and watching kind of the differences in strategies, it's been all over the place. But yes, you can see some balls drop in here, balls in the gap. A lot of times are triples. It's a very big outfield to try to cover.
And Jose's played here before, but is it even more important for him to take control out there in this big ballpark, a young guy being in center field?
Yeah, I think anytime a center fielder's got to be, you know, a guy that takes charge out there. But I think he's played enough out there now and with Crow over there and, you know, and with Juan on the other side to have some awareness of how far he needs to go.
Where is Pierce in that progression toward high leverage? The last three outings have looked pretty good.
Yeah, I think it depends on who's available on a particular day. But I think based on getting three outings and pitching well, he could show up anywhere.
Is that quicker this year? I mean, this time of the year? Like, you've been riding the hot hand, like putting Nick in at certain times.
Right.
Now you're going to go with Pierce, like, in the next...
It's on matchups. I really don't know. I wish I could tell you. We're trying to plan for a particular day. Sometimes that changes over the course of a game. We don't go into this game today scripting it out. We just kind of feel like, see how far Sean can go, and then depending on the matchups, they got some lefties on the bench. You have to take that in consideration too. They could come off the bench. So I don't think there's a specific, choreograph to this game today.
Is it discussed, like, with your pitchers that, say, pitching here is really not about the numbers, it's about doing better than the other pitcher? Like, just trying to survive Coors Field sometimes?
Can I use that? I know in my position you have to be a little bit more patient at times, but there's also some games that'll show up here that'll be low-scoring games. But in general, yes. You know, I think pitchers tend to shy away from their breaking balls a little bit more here. I'm not 100% sure that's worked for us. Because we have some guys that spin the ball really well. But this isn't, you know, a place where some odd things can happen. So I think they kind of know that too, that if a game gets going in a certain direction, that, you know, you just gotta bear it and understand you may give up a couple of runs.
How have you seen Alfaro kind of react to? He was playing more than you probably anticipated, and now he's barely, at all.
Yeah, you know what? He's going to play again. Sean is a guy that he has caught and caught well. So he's been great about it. He understands, look, it's just about winning for the team today. We kind of lamented about how these next couple of games look, too. I do know that Sean is a guy that he's really comfortable catching and he's comfortable throwing, too. So we'll see how it goes from here.
So yep. The decision then today was based on what?
I don't want to get into some of the variables today, but we'll see how it goes.
Possible Clevenger?
Potentially, yeah.
Okay. Now that Drury's back, how have you kind of been managing the kind of first base, DH, left field kind of musical chairs that you've got there? Do you feel like you've found?
We're trying to play a hot hand and look at it. You know, today the righty splits are a little bit different off their starter. Will's in there today. Will's playing a great defense at first base. It's a tough dynamic. It's a good problem to have, but it's one that we just look at day to day, and we try to take into consideration all the variables and put out the best lineup.
And it's nice knowing that one of those guys will be available on the bench if you need them.
That is really nice to have when you have one of those guys coming off the bench. And then today, with Josh being a switch hitter, it's a nice, lever to be able to pull during the course of the game.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.